We've all heard of man's best friend, but it was this dog that probably gave us the phrase so common today. We'll go to a county courthouse where a dog, his owner, and a famous lawyer made history on this edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
The story began in 1869 when Charles Burden's dog, Old Drum, was shot by neighbors, the Hornsbys. Burden sued for $50 in damages, and soon both sides were set for trial in Johnson County, Missouri.
Two very high-powered teams of attorneys were representing the principals. For Hornsby, there was Francis Cockrell and Thomas T. Crittenden, and for Burden, it was George Graham Vest and John Phillips. Each team was a team of an ex-Confederate and an ex-Union officer.
Lisa Earle is a past curator of the Johnson County Historical Society.
People from the western part of the county even came and camped out up here to see what would happen during this trial. The way they write about it in the histories is it got everyone's attention.
It was George Graham Vest who had become well known for the closing speech he gave to the jury.
Burden won here because of the speech of George Graham Vest. Really, what Vest did to create this famous speech was change the subject. He changed the subject from whether someone shot the dog, who was responsible for the dog, to Charlie Burden has lost his friend.
In Vest's closing statement, he said, "The one absolutely unselfish friend that a man can have in this selfish world, the one that never deserts him, that never proves ungrateful or treacherous, is his dog."
It's so emotional that it's illegal to use it in a court of law in Missouri.
Some trace the famous speech to the phrase, man's best friend. Vest later served over 20 years in the U.S. Senate. Traveling the countryside in Warrensburg, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.